with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Correspondent Norman Hall reports on murder charges filed in the shooting at the Kansas City's Super Bowl celebration.
Missouri prosecutors say two men have been charged with murder in last week's shooting that killed one person and injured 22 others after the Chiefs Super Bowl parade. Both adults are charged with second-degree murder and other charges. They've been hospitalized since the shooting. Two juveniles were detained last week on gun-related and resisting arrest charges. Police have said a dispute among several people led to the shooting, which happened even as 800 police officers patrolled the celebration. I'm Norman Hall.
At a news conference, State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says the U.S. is aware Russia has announced that it will keep Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich in custody pending his trial on espionage charges that he denies.
We're disappointed but not surprised by the outcome of the hearing. As you've heard me say many times from this podium, the charges against him are baseless. Russia should immediately release Evan Gerskovich and Paul Whelan, and the United States will continue to work towards securing both of their freedom.
The judgment means Gerskovich, 32, will have spent an entire year behind bars by that time. Nikki Haley's allies are bracing for a big loss in her home state's primary election in South Carolina on Saturday, and there are no primary wins on the horizon in other states either. Haley tells the Associated Press that she will not leave the Republican primary election regardless of Saturday's result. And she's vowing to stay in the fight against former president and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump, at least until after Super Tuesday's slate of 16 contests on March 5th. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 64 points, the Nasdaq dropped 144. This is SRN News. Americans are asked where morality comes from.
The specific question asked by the Pew Research Center reads, is it possible to be moral without believing in God? 73% of the general population says, yes, you can deny the Almighty and still be moral. 58% of evangelical Protestants agree, while black Protestants are split about 50-50. As you might imagine, atheists and agnostics are the most likely to say God is not essential for morality, 97 and 98% respectively. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Trump is addressing transgenderism on the campaign trail. Speaking to a rally in South Carolina, Mr. Trump vowed to cut funding for any school that promotes transgender ideology, adding, I can't even believe I have to say it, but I will keep men out of women's sports. GOP-controlled state legislatures have been battling the problem for some time. This is SRN News. Julian Assange's lawyer have opened a final UK legal challenge to prevent the WikiLeaks founder from being sent to the United States to face spying charges.
They argue that American authorities are seeking to punish him for exposing serious criminal acts by the US state. Outside the High Court in London, Assange's supporters crowded together chanting for his release. Assange's attorneys are asking judges to grant a new appeal, his last legal roll of the dice in Britain. Assange has been fighting extradition for more than a decade, including 7 years in self-exile in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, and the last 5 years in the high-security prison on the outskirts of the British capital. Karen Shamas, London.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has reaffirmed his government's support for the administration of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.